So this morning already we've brilliant. Hang on, let's just go up. Okay, that's fine, thank you. So we've seen already what we do get out of Christmas. We've worked out some words from the word Christmas to see what you can get out of Christmas, but now we're going to consider what will you get out of Christmas. And you'll just see it, the word came up just a moment ago. There are other words in there, and helpfully we've had those two readings that help us to go back 2,000 years and consider the story that is the reason why we're celebrating at this time of year. And the first word is charts. Now, I've already said about hits. It's not to do with the number one for Christmas this year, Wham. It's actually to do with the charts that the Magi, the wise men. Now, we've not heard their story. You can find their story in Matthew. Their story of how they studied the charts to see the stars in the sky, which then led them. And as they looked at those charts, saw this new star that had been there for the first time, they knew that something special was happening. And then they followed the star, which is also in there. They followed the star for a long time, until they found the place where they found him, the Christ. Him. They found him lying in a manger. We've sung the song to remember from 2,000 years ago. We've read the words in Luke. But also we know from the Bible that 2,000 years ago, he is the Christ. That's a name given to Jesus. Jesus means God saves, but the Christ is the name given to him in the New Testament that means that he is God's promised, chosen, special king. Jesus is the king that was promised all through the Old Testament would one day come to save the world and make a relationship with God okay. He was the one that had all that meaning in his name, the Christ. This is the true story from 2,000 years ago. This story of the Christ, the marvel and the miracle of the Christmas story. And that's what we celebrate with all the traditions that we have and all the fun that we have. It's remembering that it's actually because of the events of 2,000 years ago, but actually the events that God promised would happen all through the Old Testament. What a joyful story for us to be celebrating. The story of Mary and Joseph, who were told that they needed to return to Bethlehem, but actually because of the announcements by the angel Gabriel, that they were specially chosen to have God's promised, chosen, special king. The shepherds. We heard that amazing reading, that brilliantly read reading from Luke about the shepherds and the incredible events that happened to them on the hillsides above Bethlehem. And those events and what they did from that. They went and worshipped the baby. And also the Magi, all the characters from the Nativity story. In our modern society, we often shorten things to make life a bit easier. We sometimes use abbreviations and things. Christmas can become Xmas. I've done a shortened version here. There you go. But what's missing? Yeah, there's one letter. I am. I am is missing from my shortened version of Christmas. I am missing, and it's a warning to us, don't be missing from the true reason for Christmas this year. Don't be missing. Don't be the one that I am missing from Christmas. But also, I am is a fantastic reminder, because it's the name for God in the Old Testament. When he said to Moses, I am, tell them that I am has sent you. And actually, Jesus adopted that in the New Testament. He used various phrases for I am, but he also said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. That's what the Bible is telling us about this Christmas, that we need to celebrate. Celebrate Jesus is the light of the world. He is God's promised, chosen, special king. He is the one that enables us to have a friendship with God forever. How amazing is that? And that's what the Bible tells us Christmas celebrates. So I hope as we've thought and reflected this morning, as we thought through, that we'll make sure that this Christmas, with all the celebrations, with all the things that we usually do at Christmas, with all the things we can get out of Christmas, that actually we do what the shepherds and the magi did, the wise men did. When they went, they found Jesus and they worshipped him. They worshipped God's promised, chosen, special king. Will you get that out of Christmas this year? Celebrate and worship him. And if you want to know more about who he is and what he's done, please speak to me or to George or to Stan or anybody that you may have come with this morning. Let's try and recognize what the true heart of Christmas is.